Blog Talk Radio.
Subscribe to the channel first of all.
Second of all, go peep out that NFC West roundtable episode that we did last night. It was fire. We had we had Young Heavy coming in representing for the 49ers. We had Rams Beat come through representing for the Rams, of course. We had Clinton Bond representing for the Seahawks. And we had my boy Coach. We had my boy Coach representing for the Cardinals. All right? So y'all definitely don't want to miss that, man. You want to go ahead and check that out. It was fire. It got a little spicy on there. So definitely go tune in. Go like. Go subscribe. Do all those things that you're supposed to do in that YouTube tribe, right? But last Shakedown AM, which was Tuesday, we had a first-time caller by the name of Pat. And Pat gave us some good football talk, but Pat is a Kansas City Chiefs fan. And we chopped it up, you know, got to know each other. I got to really chop it up with him about his team and what I seen and how I thought about it. And he thought I was, you know, spot on, really. So he came back today. Yes, he came back today to say hello to you folks and also bring us some treats. So let me go ahead and bring on my boy, Pat from KC. What's going on, Pat?
How about those Chiefs?
What's going on, man?
Thanks for having me again, buddy. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You're welcome anytime, anytime. Wish my boy was here. But, yes. What's going on? How you feeling about the games? Do y'all play tonight?
No. I think Chiefs are on here. Let me look. I think they're Sunday. Chiefs at Saints, Sunday at 1.
Okay. Chiefs at Saints.
And you know what I love about, you know, Chiefs preseason, Andy usually plays the starters for a quarter or a half, so I'm psyched.
And you think that's what he's going to do this time?
I think so. I think he'll give him some time. That's what he did last year. I mean, people say it's a little dangerous to do that, you know, with injuries. But, hey, it gives you a good reason to watch preseason.
Yeah, exactly. Keep you interested, huh?
Absolutely. And they say Sky Moore is still doing it up in training camp, which I'm psyched about.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about as well. Like, who do you look forward to seeing on Sunday? And who's a guy that you would say to look out for?
Well, definitely Sky Moore. I mean, there's so much hype around him. And I have him in one of my dynasty leagues. So I'm really hoping the hype pays off for Sky Moore. And, I doubt Pacheco will play. I think he's a little bit banged up, so I'd love to see him. But you know what? We'll probably see a little Clyde Edwards-Helaire and maybe see if he still has anything, any gas left in the tank. How about you? Who are you looking forward to?
For the Giants?
Yeah, who are the Giants playing?
Playing Detroit. And
oh, nice.
I think the player that I'm most excited to see, well, it's kind of like two, because in camp, this cornerback that we drafted late rounds and Trey Ball Hawkins, as I call him, he has been coming off and he's been making a little bit of noise out there for himself. So I want to see how he does in the preseason. But But beyond that point, I really want to see Jalin Hyatt, because from when he was drafted, in the third round, but everything after the draft, it seemed like he was the first rounder. It was a lot of hype around him. It's a lot of talk around him. Can he do this? Can he do that? Videos surfacing, him talking to coaches, telling him I could run routes. All these things that came out after we done drafted him, I want to know, are you worth the bill?
Mm-hmm.
Are you worth the bill, or are we just hyping you up for no reason? That's what I want to know. Especially, I love speed. I'm a speed guy. I love speed. So to see him with that effortless speed out there at camp, I want to see it on the field and see if he can burn some of these other players like he's just been burning our players up. You know what I mean? Is it our fault, or is he just goddamn too damn good? I need to know.
Yeah. I'll be watching for that, too. Do you think they'll play Darren Waller? I'm excited. I think he's going to be great this year.
I don't think they will. I don't think they'll play him. I don't need to see him. And given his, you know, his age and his health factor and injuries and all that, like, I don't need to see you in preseason, man. I want to see you week one. Let me see you week one. I don't care about seeing you in the preseason. And we got too many other tight ends that we need to see anyway. We don't need to see him.
Exactly. Well, I was going to bring my friend on, but I didn't want to. I kind of wanted to wait till your co-host was on, because it's a kind of a cool surprise, I thought. Is your co-host coming on?
Yeah, he's coming, man. I don't know what the hell. You know, that's so LRP of him, bro. I'm going to tell you why I said that, right? Because he's the morning person, right? I'm not a morning person at all, okay? When we said that we was coming back for the Shakedown AM and we was going to do this show, we was contemplating on the timing of what we was going to do it, right? He wanted to do 9 a.m. Eastern time. I said, no, man, 11 a.m. Eastern time. 9 is too early. He was insisting on 9 a.m. So, as you can see, we came to a compromise to 10 a.m. every morning. 10 a.m. Well, not every morning. It was Tuesdays and Thursdays, excuse me. 10 a.m. You think he'd be here? He's the early bird. You think he'll be here? Even more to the point, right? This dude woke me up this morning. That's right. He woke me up and said, yo, you ready for the show? Yeah. All right, cool. Where is he, Pat? Where is he?
Did you message him?
Yeah, I called him right before we, right after I talked to you in the conference. I'm like, where you at, bro? Oh, I'm on my way. Well, what the hell you mean? You called me.
He might be in line at Starbucks or something.
Yeah, it's something, bro. I don't know, man. Yeah, that's LRP for you. That is LRP for you.
Well, hopefully he'll show up soon, because my friend doesn't have too much time. He's at training camp, but let me bring on my friend. We'll see if you recognize him or not. His name happens to also be Patrick, so go ahead and say hi, Patrick.
Hey, Shake, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, do not guess it. So,
about the football season, what do you think the Chiefs are going to do this year?
Ah, the Chiefs. Well, first off, which Pat is this? Who am I speaking to?
I mean, your friend Pat told you it's Patrick for the Chiefs, so, I mean, you do with that what you will.
All right, well, what do you do over there with the Chiefs?
Look, I'm not here to talk about all that stuff. I mean, you want to talk to me or do you not want to? I mean, like, I do my friend Pat favor here.
Definitely. I just wanted to know exactly and give the people, you know, the point of letting them know, you know what I mean, who you are, you know, what you do over there. But as far as your question, the Chiefs, man, I think the Chiefs, they always legitimate contenders, man. Like, they always contenders. Is will they go to the Super Bowl? Will they make it again? There's a lot of teams lobbying, especially in the AFC. It's a lot of teams lobbying. There's a lot of teams going for that gusto. The NFC is pretty much weak, so it's like a wild, wild west over there in the AFC. So it's going to be a little tough, but y'all are the cream of the crop. Go ahead.
Sorry about the runaround. This is Patrick Mahomes, man. I mean, this is number 50. This is Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, hell no. Oh, no. You got me talking to Patty Mahomes? Are you kidding me?
I told you. I just want to do a favor for my friend Pat, and I'm out here at training camp, and he told me about the shake.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much for coming through. Thank you. Oh, man, that's a
you got to get on LRP, man. Right, where is he? He's missing it.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Your co-host is missing this, man. I don't have much time, so you got to get on him.
I know,
sure,
right? Oh, man, he's gonna go bonkers. He's gonna go bananas. My other co-host that you know we regularly do a show, but this is our morning show. But on our regular show, Black Friday, my co-host, he's been a big fan of yours since the beginning. I didn't see it. I didn't know who you were at the beginning. He did. And he told everybody. He said, look, Patrick Mahomes and McAdoo wanted to draft you. And voila, you went to the Chiefs and became who you are. And we sitting here salivating like, man, we could have had you. So I'm so glad that you are on here. Here goes LRP. He is here with us now. You are just in time,
what's up,
buddy.
LRP, what's up, man?
What's going on? Why does that name voice sound so familiar to me? Who am I talking to?
LRP, you were late, but I just told Shake, it's Patrick Mahomes. I came down the shakedown because my friend Pat, he told me that you guys had a good program, and so I said I'd come on for a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. It is an honor. It is definitely an honor, and I just heard my brother Shakes. My apologies for being late. You know, I'm a father just like you. You know what I mean? So I definitely, you can definitely understand that. So, he is absolutely right. McAdoo did want to draft you. You Black Freezy, look, on a shakedown, we call people that we have looked at and admired and followed their career since they were from college, and you have been that guy for our brother Black Freezy.
LRP, why were you late? Were you in the Starbucks line or something? I mean, how are you late for a show like this?
You know, it was so funny that you say that because I was just giving some advice to somebody that said that they should apply at Starbucks, you know, because they got great medical benefits. But no, I was not. I was getting my son situated and organizing and scheduling some things with my daughter. You know what I mean? So I got some plans for her today. But appreciate you stopping by, man. How's training camp going? You going to light them on fire this season again or what?
Oh, yeah, you know, man. I mean, our offense is just on fire. You know, we got guys like McKinnon and Travis Kelce in there. And, you know, it's just when we're in the locker room together, when we're not playing, we're lighting on fire in the shower. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it's just, you know how it is when you get a bunch of dudes together and you've been around all sweating and everything all day. Like, you just don't know what to do. So sometimes it gets a little crazy in there, too. But we're going to have a good time. That's no doubt about it. We're going to light it on fire for sure.
Okay. Well, that answer was kind of funny. I mean, so...
Do you guys have any other questions for me? Like, I mean, we're going to light on fire, but, I mean, what else do you want to know?
Hey, so, boss, just threw me off with that answer. That's all, you know. But, yeah, look, so how do you feel about this season coming up? You know, what's it? Did you expect this for yourself? Did you plan for this kind of evolution of the game and this much grandiose performance that everybody expects from you now. How do you deal with the try to elevate and reinvent yourself?
Well, I really appreciate you saying that. That's really nice. I mean, yeah, it's just like when you have somebody like Andy Reid, you know, he's such a good coach and such a good offensive mind. And somebody like Travis Kelce that I can throw the ball to, I mean, it just makes it all easy for me, really. You know, it's like LRP, you hosting the show with Shake, right? I mean, it's just like you have a good co-host and you have a good wingman like I do with Travis Kelce, you know. And so sometimes, you know, you just get a little wild together. But other than that, it's just like I got to contribute to my guys, you know. Sky Moore, he's really coming through this camp, and I'm super excited about him. If you guys have him on your fantasy team, I highly suggest it because he's super fast and a really dynamic playmaker.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Pat, can I ask you a couple questions here, right?
Yeah,
so,
please, Jake, please.
So one of my favorite players coming out was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. But y'all have Pacheco and y'all have McKinnon out there, which y'all really love. But what's going on with Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Is he going to get some burn out there?
Yeah, I mean, I love Clyde. You know, Clyde, he came through early, and he was having a really good year. But like you said, we got, like, three guys, and, you know, there's only one ball. So sometimes you just have to have dudes flying over balls, and that's what they're doing out of the backfield. And, you know, they're just trying to get their hands on it, and that's all they can do. Like, sometimes it's just a fight to the death, like dogs on a bone, but it's just guys with balls. So that's what these three are doing, and we're really excited about Clyde, and he's going to be healthy, and I think we'll be good.
Absolutely. Okay, good, because I got him in a fantasy league, and I want to know. So – But I, also, my next question was, what is your opinion of Kadarius Toney? Like, you know, you practicing, you playing with him all the time now. So, like, how do you feel about Kadarius Toney, and what do you see in his future?
Yeah, I mean, Kadarius, like, I'm hoping he should be good to go for game one because he's super dynamic. But, you know, he's spent a lot of time in the training room. So, you know, hopefully he's not taking any lessons from somebody like Deshaun Watson or something like that. But we're super excited about him. So he's real fast, really good playmaker. And, you know, sometimes you just got to really hope that the trainers come through for him and take care of him. But, yeah, I see him in there every now and then. Sometimes we just give each other a nice smack on the ass and get out there on the field. And we're super excited about it.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Pat.
You got anything? Is that it? Are you done with me? Are you kicking me off the air?
Or do you want me to just go ahead and take over? Because, boy, Pat got me excited, bro.
Hold on. You guys have Patrick Mahomes on the air, and you're just going to kick him off like that? I can't believe you're kicking me out.
No, we want to hold you as long as you can stay here, brother. I'm excited, bro. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. Go ahead, LLP,
so
man.
What do you guys
got?
Think of Daniel Jones? What do you guys think of Daniel Jones?
Man.
I know you're Giants. What do you think of him?
Okay, so you know what? I'm going to let LLP start. Go ahead, LLP. Tell them about your quarterback, bro.
Hey, well, you know, Daniel. Nah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you good. Go ahead.
Now, Daniel Jones is nice. You know what I mean? Daniel Jones is going to be all right. Glad that he got Coach Daboll. I'm glad that he finally got a offense that works. Kafka is getting in the lab. I understand they got some new things they're going to introduce.
Hold on. Oh, shit. Sorry. Someone just, you know how training camp gets sometimes. Someone just towel snapped Tommy Townsend right in his nuts.
Yeah.
How's he going to punt? How's he going to punt when his balls are all swollen like that? Come on, man. Stop that. I'm on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Well, this has been fun, Pat. And you have a good one. And, Shakes, you know what to do, bro. I don't know what's going on here, but my eyes are wide open.
Andy Reid. Oh, Coach Reid's coming in. Oh, God. Sorry, Coach. Sorry.
Yeah. Absolutely hilarious. I love it. Nice try. But, can we back to, I mean, go ahead, Shakes. I'll let you take care.
No,
I mean,
man, that was awesome, man. That was amazing.
Hey, come out there, Coach. I'm over LLP and Shakes on the shakedown. Did you guys see the
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. We'll make you famous, brother. We'll make you famous. You know, and I appreciate the, you know, success. Congratulations. Round of applause.
Absolutely. And same to you guys. I'm just glad to be here. And you guys still haven't kicked me out yet, which I'm just glad about because Coach Reed's trying to get me to go out to practice. And you guys still just keep having me in here. So if you want to have any questions, like I wonder if you guys seen the Barbie movie or not.
Hey, oh, man, no, we want to keep you as long as you want to stay, bro. So go ahead, LRP, shoot your questions, man. Let's go.
Dick dick around. Chris, get that thing out of here. Stop helicoptering. Chris Jones is helicoptering his dick right now.
All
right. A big soapy mess in the locker room at training camp. You got a big dick helicoptering. Oh, no. Chris, put it away. Yeah. Jeez. Mendingo. It's big. You guys know how it is, though, right? LRP and Shake, I know you guys have been in the locker room before. You get it.
Nah, I ain't been in the locker room, so, you know.
Yeah, Kelsey's trying to sword fight with Chris Jones. Kelsey's trying to sword fight with Chris Jones.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, Kelsey. You don't have the same thought, Kelsey. Come on.
Definitely wake him
up. Wake your ass up. Hey.
Oh, no.
I
said that to Travis. Stop. Now Killer Kelsey's coming over here. He spread his cheek in his face.
Wow.
Get that right out of here, dude. I'm an ass man, but not your ass.
Oh, I was going crazy over this.
Yeah,
hey, my home. Wow.
You know, who would have thought? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
No doubt, man.
All the way different in the morning.
Word, bro. Locker room talk and everything. Like, that's great. Andy Reid came in there about to fight. There's a whole lot of shit going on over there, man. But, man, that was awesome, man. That was awesome. Yo, what the fuck, bro? That's crazy. Yo. Soon as I, man, I'm like, hey, who, bro? What are you talking about? He was like, Patty Mahomes, man. I'm like, holy shit. Caught me straight off guard, bro. Caught me straight off guard. Oh, I think he gone, though. Not sure what the hell happened. But, yeah. That was great shit, man. Good talking to him. Said Sky Moore. Gave you some nuggets there. And said Kadarius Toney is a good player. He like him. Also, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He should be back soon. All right. So, you know, we got a little gift for my boy Pat. So appreciate Pat out there, out in KC, bringing boy Patty Mahomes out there for the ball. We appreciate that. And my boy LRP done dropped here. I think everybody done dropped out here. I don't know what the hell going on here. Yeah, I don't know. But all in all, man. What a surprise that was this morning. Man, I was not expecting none of that. None of that at all, man. So, excellent, awesome, awesome shit, man. That was crazy. LRP is back now with us. What's going on, brother? All right. I think he's trying to get his shit ready. Prepared.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How it sound? Do I sound like shit?
Nah, you sound good, bro. Oh, so you sound good, bro.
Pause, but yeah, you know what I mean? I'm in the car. I'm mobile this morning in America. My apologies. But as you can see, the festivities have already started.
Absolutely, man. Crazy this morning, bro. Crazy.
For real?
Crazy. Wow. Wow, I was not expecting that, bro. I was not expecting that. And I really wasn't expecting the locker room talk neither. Like, that's crazy. He really got in depth with us, man. He said, you know how, y'all guys know how it is in the locker room, man. No. That was hilarious. But, yeah, man. Great shit, man. Great stuff. I can't believe we had Patty Mahomes on Shakedown. That's bananas, man. That's wild, bro. It's fucking crazy. So, yeah, man. Hold on. Give me a second. Hold it down. Are you still there? I think he's going through audio problems, my boy. He should be back, but I got another caller here. Give me a second, y'all. Awesome work. I don't know what's going on. My co-host today dropping. I think he is on the road, though. He did say he was on the road. But yes, man. Yeah. Definitely, man. This was a crazy, awesome episode. Also, real quick, again, let me take this time to let y'all know to go ahead and check out the Shakedown Media Network on YouTube. Go like and subscribe. Join the tribe. All right? Go to last night's episode, the NFC West round table episode. It was fire. We brought nothing but content creators on the show to chop it up. Content creator from the Seahawks, from the 49ers, from the Cardinals, from the Rams. We brought them all in and we chopped it up and talked about it, man. So y'all definitely want to tune in and join, tap in on that video. Leave a like, you know what I mean? If you ain't subscribed by now, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. You know what it is. I was trying to get to my boy here. But while I wait on my boy to get his shit together here, all right, we got a game tomorrow night. Giants versus Lions. All right? We finally made it. We are finally here. We get to see some Giants football. Waited long enough, and now we back now. All right? So, what I'm looking forward, and I think I answered Patty earlier, but what I'm looking forward to seeing is a Jalen Hyatt. I want to see that speed. I want to see some of these guard plays, you know, the guards out there, like how are they looking out there? How Shane Lemieux looking out there? What are they liking so much in the Ben Bredesen, right? Let me see the rookie center out there. I want to see how he's looking. Okay? We're going to the defense, and, I definitely want to see Trey Hawkins, Zavarius Owens, who, you know, I donned was like Brian Dawkins-like. I want to see who steps up in this nickel cornerback position. right? You got Darnay Holmes and all these guys lobbying for it. Tight end. Who's going to come out victorious and on this team from the tight ends? I'm rooting for Sweeney, but Myrick got a shot. Kaja has a shot. They all got legitimate shots out there to make the team. So let's see if they can, or let's see what they do tomorrow night, so we can go ahead and figure out what their life like. But who else on the defense that I definitely want to see out there? I want to see Jordan Riley out there, because we need some of the backups in the nose tackle position to go ahead and step up. Last year we had Ellis doing that, and he was just getting tossed around out there. We don't need that this year. We need some people to step up. We need some people like Jordan Riley, the DJ Davisons of the world, to go ahead and step up. We need, I want to see some of these linebackers, especially like Darren Beavers. Like, how is he looking out there after that injury? Is this something that I need to see tomorrow night? This is what I'm going to be looking for. What other linebacker like McFadden or Cam Brown or Coughlin, any of these linebackers, like who takes the bull by the horn and say, look, man, I need to be on this 53-man roster? Man. These are things I'm going to be looking for, man. And, of course, the number one thing that I'm going to be waiting and hoping and lobbying for is Khalil Pimpleton, goddammit, the pimp. I want to see him fill these kicks and punts out there. I want to see him actually get a chance. Give a pimp a chance. Give a pimp a chance. All right? So I definitely want to see Pimpleton out there, see what he can do. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of players that I'm interested and invested in, into seeing what they do tomorrow night. So I'm definitely anxious, and my eyes will be glued to the screen. But as it's glued to the screen, if you ain't, go ahead and subscribe to the Shakedown Media Network by now. I don't know what the hell wrong with you, bro. I don't know what's wrong with you, but go ahead and go do that, because we are definitely a party. Oh, everybody keep calling right now. It's crazy. But we definitely going to have a watch party going on, and we watch that game together. Together. All right? So I definitely can't wait for that, and that is tomorrow night. We will be starting the festivities at 8 o'clock or 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So y'all join us for that. My boy finally, LRP.
Finally. God damn. Technology ain't shit, bro. You know what I mean? In this day and age, I shouldn't be able to go through these problems, bro. I bought the stuff. You know what I mean? I bought the stuff that came. Yeah, man. But, shoot, I know you held it down while I was gone. What a roller coaster this has been.
Okay. All right. Definitely. All right. Not sure what happened to my boy again. Like, he's having a whole bunch of trouble. He having the same trouble I was having last night on that fire NFC West round table, man. I couldn't get it together, man. The internet would not let me be great. It would not let me be great at all. But let me go ahead and let me see if I can bring on some of these callers. See what they want to chop it up about before we get up out of here. Because I don't know what the hell going on with LRP. All right, so we got Gary from Arkansas. What's going on, Gary?
I'm on the air. I can't believe it. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm okay. I'll tell you, I'm listening. That was a crazy first half of the show that happened there.
Yeah, but the Patty Mahomes shit, right? Like, that's crazy.
But at first I was like, I think that's really him. And then I thought maybe you guys were playing a joke, but then I don't know. I mean, what was it with all the locker room talk?
I don't know, man. That shit went left, bro. That shit went left like a motherfucker, bro. But, hey, man.
What's that?
Huh?
What did you say? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just said no. It definitely went left, but, you know, I mean, we appreciate the content. So it was amazing. That was awesome, bro.
Well, it went radical left. He was talking, was he getting a little homosexual on the phone?
Yeah, he was, right? Definitely was, man. But what you had to say about Dobbins and the Ravens, since you was a big Raven fan. Oh, I think we lost him. Damn, we lost him. Okay. Yep. All right. So, sorry about that. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know if it's Blog Talk or if it's, I don't know. But my boy LRP can't get through. People falling off. My man came through and said, what is this, some homosexual? Hey, man, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to entertain that part, bro. You know what I'm saying? I just call it some locker room talk, and I don't know what the hell's going on with it. But, yeah, I mean, shout-outs to them over there in Kansas City. That's all I'm going to say about that. Shout-outs to them in Kansas City. I don't know what the fuck going on over there. But shout-outs to Gary in Arkansas. Appreciate you, brother. Definitely appreciate you. And shout-outs to Pat out there from Kansas City. And Patty Mahomes coming through, man. Great shit. Great shit. So, all in all, though, this was a great episode. This was awesome. It was funny. Definitely wake your ass up. Pause. All the way. Right? But we'll be back tomorrow for the, the watch party for the preseason game, the Giants versus Detroit Lions. All right? So definitely tune in for that. Join us for that. And next week, we definitely coming back for the Shakedown AM on Tuesday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. But next week, we got Sneaky G-Men coming through on the, Debate Wednesday, whatever you want to call it. Sneaky G-Men will be coming through on the show next Wednesday, and that is 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then we will probably also do another watch party for the second preseason game as well. And then after that, we got John Smelk coming through on the show on that Wednesday to chop it up with us about the Giants and the upcoming season. So you're not going to want to miss these things. I also got the AFC East round table coming up after that, all of those things. And then we're going to finish it off with the NFC East round table. All right? Every team that we get to play this year, we are going to have a round table for it. We will get to know our enemies this year and chop it up, man. All right? So y'all definitely going to want to join us for that, for those festivities. But, hey, man, I don't know what the hell happened with my boy LLP today. He had a whole bunch of trouble. But like he said, I held it down for the most part. But, man, what a crazy-ass morning this was. Had Patty Mahomes and all types of locker room talks and all types of crazy crap. Like, it was wild this morning. I love it, man. Wake your ass up, man. You can't get no better than this, man. Can't get no better than this, dog. All right, man, so, you know, I was trying to wait for my boy to come through and at least he'll get his closing statement out, but, you know, he's having a lot of trouble this morning. It's all good. Appreciate the efforts, LLP, on trying to make it this morning. We'll get it together. We'll get it together next week. But this was a fire episode this morning. This was my take. This is my day on a Thursday, and it happens to have all this craziness go on my show. But that's awesome, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all woke me the fuck up out shit. All right? So, I'm going to go ahead and shut it down. That is my closing statements. Go ahead, like and subscribe, join the tribe, okay? Check out all the content that we're throwing up there already, besides all the NFC West Roundtable, which was fire. But check out everything else that we threw up there already, because it's fire. And like I always say around this time, I don't expect y'all to agree with us, but I damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? So don't get shook up, because we keep shit live. It's the Shakedown rep of New York Giants on that drive for five. And I'm out of there. Take some weight shakes. Oh, just been shook up by the Shakedown. And we out of here. Good night. Motherfucking Patty Mahomes out this bitch. That's crazy. Drop some music for these motherfuckers, man. Wait, oh, you know what? I'm going to go with some nostalgia shit, right? Since it was a crazy-ass morning, let me end it off on a crazy-ass note here.
So hard to choose. It's when you walk out on faith, choose to do what feel right, let everyone else trace. What we chase ain't the same. I'm still that rapper that your favorite rapper scared to rap after. Sometimes it's hard to chill, I choose to kill. I'm just that good, the one ain't worth a lot of millions. When you rap this well, a lot of rappers catch feelings. We all want the best, don't let a female kill them here. Yeah. Hard to choose culture over fame, cause you just wanna be set and take care of all your fame. It don't make you, but it'd be cool to have money like Wayne. Take the shorter road so the family ain't worry, I ain't. Chose to build it slow, ain't no need, no hurry, I ain't. It's hard to be political, can't say what's on your brain. Careers come quick, it's just as fast to bury them. But I chose to give a damn and box for you like pictures on Instagram. Chose to respect what was built by both Cool and Bam. You know who I am, word to my homie YN. Shit, more hard to choose me, there's only one me, man. And it's so hard to keep. Yeah, that's why I chose to be that. Cause where I'm from, it ain't cool to be whack. And I'm so pro-black, though they don't choose me back. And that's some choosy shit. Why it's hard to choose y'all over these jewels and whips. Welcome to my side. When you look in the crowd, the minority's never white. I appreciate y'all, but I'm lying if it don't bite. Why?
So hard to choose.
Cause I love all races, but we gotta raise them. Cause I know the scale tipped, ain't in no black girl's favor. Hey y'all, we all outcasts, black girl's favor. The blonde Barbie is scars, we all gotta save them. No love lost to whites, Latinos, or the Asians. Loyal to all, but when I look at these black girls' faces, I understand why I chose to be better, not basic. So it's not hard to choose, yeah. So excuse if I don't care if hipsters relate. It won't for you at all why these songs are made. Like you overlaid at the airport and missed the sort of takeoff. Don't understand why we get naked off. Why it's hard to choose being real or being fake, huh? Cause the world worship people, they get their cake up. But I chose a daylight soul and raise the stake up. Now, why it's
so hard to choose,
yeah. Seldom support our own, I help myself by advancement. Wanna make sure our daughters have better chances. But y'all ain't at shows and watching videos. Why it's hard to choose class or let the titties show. But it's better for my heart, honey, like Cheerios. And secondly, more comfortable knowing when to lose. Trying to build you up like I went to Lowe's and bought a lot. MC Lighter, I ain't forgot what you told me. I ain't hovey, but damn, it's hard to choose being humble or going ham. Humility's a weakness, I was told different. Quietest in the room, it's the baddest one like Durant. It's hard to choose, Carolina or Atlanta, Chicago, LA, especially in Johannesburg, yeah. Cause it's the love since beginning. Home away from home versus homes, we get no spins in. Why it's
so hard to choose.
Being super lyrical and slowing it down. But they understand the metaphors and how they compound. With the two lines before and the next three after. And ask myself today, if it even still matter. The joints y'all tripping on are so easy and average. And the ones I respect, I'll ask that gift master. I don't wanna compromise myself or a master. But it's
so hard to choose.
Cause if I don't, I'm not cool and I'm boring. Should I ask to my beats to be current. This is shit I think about along with image and earnest. But when Nas tell me, God, you killing it, then I burn it. All thoughts chasing y'all, man, it's easy now. Double XL ain't tripping, time calm me down. Thinking where we started from and where we all sitting now. Shit, I see it different now, why it's not hard to choose.
My love. So hard to choose. My love.